I think the city of Melbourne is changing massively. There's a revolution underway or an experiment. I don't know if it's being thought through properly. Talking about the state government's enthusiasm for improving new residential towers, sort of turning us into Hong Kong. Planning academics are screaming about it. Real estate people are screaming about it. We are changing massively the cultural, social, financial makeup of the city. And we've got international investors in the middle of it, which could make even more change to the ethnic makeup of the city. Look at these figures. Since 2010, Matthew Guy, the minister, has approved 82 permits for high-rise apartment blocks in the CBD, Fisherman's Bend, Footscray, South Bank, that sort of area. 117 new towers, 29,000 new apartments. They'll be finished by 2019, all of them. Now, that could add about 58,000 people to the city. At the moment, the population's about 116,400. That means in the next 5 years, you could increase the city population by 50%. That's massive. And the other element is who's going to be living there. Property advocates say the places are being marketed heavily in Asia. Some are even designed with a feng shui as a driving factor. One tower was designed at 388 meters because 8 is a lucky number for the Chinese. Now, I'm not saying all this is bad, but it will make Melbourne a more cosmopolitan, high-rise, busy city. And it's going to need facilities like supermarkets and schools and things. Perhaps that's the way of the future. But this seems to be evolving by accident rather than design. Now, if it's great, if it's good, let's do it. Let's go ahead with it. But to me, nobody seems to be assessing properly these long-term implications.